Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 767, Playing in the Sandbox, recorded live on January 28th, 2021. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
And I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue, PDX.
We have DJ back this week.
Yay!
You missed it last week, DJ.
Thanks. Last week was a very interesting week for our community, for my community. And so I needed to take the time off to address and just manage things.
Yep. Definitely one of those weeks that there was some tender loving care that needed to be taken care of over in the DJ side of things. We won't get into the details, but hopefully everything's better now, and we're glad that you're back.
Our family is still whole, and our family is extraordinarily well bonded. And I will say that 100%, the Respawn All-Stars are legitimately the most amazing group of people that I've ever had the pleasure of serving as far as streaming and as a community leader for them. And yeah, nobody always has a great day. And we take those opportunities to engage with one another when somebody's day isn't necessarily as great as we hope it could be. And when we can lend a hand to make it a better opportunity and experience and to lend support when needed, that's when this community truly shines in its capabilities. And I'm always impressed and honored and humbled by their consistent efforts to make sure that we are taking care of one another.
That's great. Glad to hear it. Well, since you weren't here last week, we did mention that you had been playing a lot of Griffball when it was out on MCC.
Oh, yeah.
So how
every
did that
day
go?
I could. Every day I could. It was awesome. I got to wreck the crap out of noobs. It was neat. Also got to explore why people are dumb, which is always fun. People are dumb because they're under the mistaken impression in some cases that they don't have to read the rules. And here's the rules. If it says Griffball, even though it's technically played in a ricochet environment, you can't throw the ball into the goal. Walk it in with your hands. Don't be lazy. Also, if there's something that spawns, you know, in the middle of the field and everybody's running at it, pick up the ball. Yeah. That is for .chaos, who we were assuming that our Randy was so just ball happy, and then we all rolled in and we got there second. The other team got there first, except for they didn't pick up the ball. And .chaos, of course, was in because we were able to play cross platform. By the way, everything up till H4 cross platform on That's multiplayer. Right. So That's get right. with your PC and Xbox buddies. Let's go. So Doc's like, are you going to pick up the ball? They didn't pick up the ball. Well, who picked up the ball? Nobody's picked up the ball. How come nobody's picked up the ball? I am not exactly sure what they think they're doing. And then we realized they didn't know
what Griffball was,
what they were doing. And Doc's like, for the love of God, pick up the ball. And yeah, finally, we got the ball picked up, made some great clips. It was incredible. It was a great test. And then, of course, my season with Halo 3 Griffball competitively started. And I discovered through an amazing team and an amazing captain how to actually play Halo 3 Griffball. And between Maddie B, also known as MStell96, and NKOT, or NKOTB forever, I have, I'll be honest, developed a new appreciation for Halo 3 Griffball.
Really? Yeah.
And I guarantee you this. Shoutcasting, it's a whole different story. And I think that as a shoutcaster, what I had to do was separate myself from watching the game versus playing the game. I was so used to playing Halo 4 for so long, I was accustomed to the speed of the game. I was accustomed to the pace of the game. What? Also, yep, grab the, there you go.
Halo Collector.
And Skell did it. The ball didn't want to be picked up. Did you ask it? While you bring up an excellent point about ball consent. Can't believe I'm saying this in the show. This is probably going to get leaked out later. I feel as though when you happen to leave one of your balls in the court, in the middle, somebody needs to at least show it that its presence has been acknowledged and not ignore it or be so uncomfortable as to look past it. Maybe they didn't want to touch the ball. Maybe we're like, this is a really personal experience for me and I'm, you know what? I'm going to walk over this way. And when they did, I killed them. God, there's so much wrong with this conversation. It has gone so sideways and I was trying to be wholesome. Well, you know what we have to say? That.
I think we need to just that sound bite and a button. God damn it.
So, because it's such a fast-paced game and we played it for so long with Griffball Hub, that going backwards into H3, it was a very slow and methodical game. But I was so reliant upon extracurricular moves, whether you're talking about ball passing and hammer swings, launches, shotguns. You could, not the actual weapon, but a shotgun, which is a move in Griffball, where you utilize the gravitational acceleration provided by the hammer to launch somebody across the map. Now, shotguns didn't get you in the air or could get you in the air. Launches could get you in the air. Shotguns could either go that or rocket shoes, if you want to call it that, would launch you straight forward. Now, if you had a straight shot to the map, you could pop somebody from behind and push them forward through the other tanks and into the goal. It was a great way to get around over real quickly. And if you were coordinated enough and had the right communications, your team would walk away with a goal. Now, that being said, there's a very different pace to Halo 3 Griffball. While you don't get the same cadence that you would necessarily with a ball being able to be passed or thrown across the court, what you do have is a very dedicated reliance upon each of the members of your team. Whether you're picking up the ball and learning to be a runner, whether you're just now experiencing the way that the Halo 3 sword is different from Reach or 4 or 5, it's a very uniquely isolated experience. And I've become pretty good at the other Griffballs, and I've always been terrible at 3, and now on the PC, it's a very different experience. And thankfully, I have been adopted into a team that has got a bunch of really great teachers, and I hand this a lot to Emstel and Maddie B and Encott for teaching me how to be better at what I'm doing and how to focus on things. And when I start taking and breaking down my analysis of gameplay as a shoutcaster into what I'm doing as a player, it's a very different experience. And I'll be honest, I've kind of got the Halo 3 Griffball bug. Now, that being said, it's not the only bug for Griffball that's about to start happening in the near future. And I guarantee you more on that will be coming later.
Okay. Very nice.
I can't talk about it right now.
Very cool.
That's all I can say.
Griffball is always a fun little thing to get into. And it's yes. Crazy how popular it is. And it's still the longest running competitive
esport in history, in Halo history.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Been going nonstop. If you want to find out more, of course, you can head on over directly to playgriffball.com. If you'd like to find out more about how to get involved, head on over to their community, discord.gg/playgriffball, or follow them on social media at playgriffball. One F, if you spell it with two, I swear to God, we're going to hurt you.
Craig will come after you. And thank you for the 8 months of subscribing at Tier 1, Frizzled. Thanks for coming back. Nice to see you tonight.
Yes.
Glad to see you can make it.
Yes. We've got some other Podtacular update stuff. We have our Fraggin' Friday from last week. I was unable to attend because of... Doc, you better be careful. How was Fraggin' Friday last week, GT?
Fraggin' Friday was good. Doc's going to get trimmed. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Halo Collector Griffball with a J. Driftball? Driftball. That'd be interesting.
It's Jiffball.
Jiffball.
Let's add peanut butter. Let's just make this whole situation even that worse.
Is the ball a Jigglypuff?
Oh, God. so many problems with this conversation right now.
Is Jigglypuff the ball with Diff Ball?
It is. Oh God!
Someone please make an art piece of that. Having Griff carry the ball and it's Jigglypuff.
Right. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jigglypuff.
Oh God, no.
Jigglypuff, get your family popcorn with Jiff Ball. Get your Jiff Ball right now at Walmart. Get that Jiff Ball.
Yeah, you missed that last week, DJ.
Oh, God.
Halopedia posted a new little piece on their wiki for Clicktacular. Yeah. And there was a promo on YouTube for Halo Reach, and there's a whole bunch of Jeff Stitzer lines that were recorded but hadn't really
never been. Made it into the game.
Well, they weren't meant for the game. They were meant for this promo thing. Mm-hmm. So we had a little fun with those at the end of the show last week.
Oh, that's
just
awesome.
Just a little.
Just a little. It may have influenced the actual title of the episode last week.
So, yeah.
A little bit.
Anyways, Fraggin' Friday. The sarcastic, it was fun.
Oh, it was great. We had a lot of fun. Let's see. Damn, what game did we play? I had it.
Halo 5, I believe. Well, it was Halo 5. I wasn't there.
Was it the one with Ezio or the one with the guy in the giant suit of armor?
I think he had a suit of armor, but I'm not sure. Oh. No, we had a lot of fun. We wandered around MCC most of the night. Matchmaking, I think we got a couple of custom games, but we actually pretty much stayed in matchmaking most of the night, big team. So
very nice.
It was a lot of fun. We had a tie vote. We've actually had a tie vote for the last 3 weeks. So I made the executive decision that we would do MCC this week. So
it's nice to change it up every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the 152 grind and, most of the time, I'll probably lean towards Halo 5 just because of, you know, the 152 grind.
Yep.
But, you know, I didn't want to leave the MCC crowd out either.
No, definitely not a bad take on that one. We've also got the company accommodations as well. So
yeah.
That's still going on.
Jiffy Puff? Really, Doc?
Yeah, they're still going on about that. Great. Well, glad to hear that everything was going well over there. We've got another one coming up tomorrow. So if you want to participate in that, make sure you head on over to our Discord and vote in the poll if we're going to be playing Halo 5 or MCC for tomorrow. As far as the company commendations go, we still have another 69. Nice. Splatters on our kill commendations, closely followed by getting Spartan kills with a headshot. And that one is just under 4,500.
Ooh.
Yep. Or sorry, 4,500 or 1,000? 45,000. Sorry, misread that one. We've got Achieving Halo that I did last week as well. Started diving into Spartan Strike. I've actually never played Spartan Strike before. Shocker.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I somehow had never played Spartan Strike before.
I want to put on my shocked face.
I don't know how I didn't play it before, but for some reason, I just have never played it before. So I went through the whole Operation A. And
I played Operation.
I don't know.
And if you play this Operation in Canada, it's called Operation A. Operation A.
I don't know if this is something quirky with my computer, but I have to restart the game after every mission I play, because if I play a second mission, my game crashes right at the end.
Really?
Every single time. Doesn't matter if it's a new mission, if it's a mission I'm replaying. The second time I play a mission, the game will always crash once it gets to the mission complete screen.
Maybe you just did that poorly. The game's like, I'm going to go ahead and just YOLO it. It's just yeet. I'm out.
I don't know. Right? I don't know what it is about it that is just so quirky, but I have to restart the game after every mission.
What? All I want is a Jeff Stitzer announcement. Devastation.
There are so many things I wish we had, like, him saying out. Just, like, the witty one-words or one-liners that's just perfect for any kind of memeable conversation. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Access denied.
There you go. That's a good one. And then I went to the Halo support site, and there's not an option for you to report a problem for anything except for Halo 5, MCC, or Halo Wars 2.
It's probably because the game is outdated, no longer supported, and hasn't been for probably some time.
Yeah, I'm thinking they have almost forgot that it exists.
Right? I'm over here thinking, there's a reason why I didn't play it. And if I could remember back that far, I'd remember what it was like to comb my hair. So I'm just not going to go there. Makes me sad. But thanks for reminding me.
The Spartan Strike and the Spartan Assault games, I mean, I enjoyed them. They're good for... They were good for a mobile Halo experience. I mean, you know, they're good to just screw around with and, you know, play on your mobile, you know, your mobile device, and that's it.
Yeah.
Could you, oh my God, if we could play Spartan Strike Griffball on a mobile device, that would actually be amazing.
Griffball on a mobile device. That'd be like crazy.
If you had one cord on the bottom, the other cord on the top, and you could move your person and it had to be on your fingers, but you had to hold the ball. Mm-hmm. That would be, yeah, that'd be awkward.
Interesting. You could, there's several different ways you could probably attack that.
Very possible.
That'd be interesting. Huh. I might think on that one a little bit more. So that's Achieving Halo, what I'm doing right now. Spartan Strike, we'll be going through that. And for the games that I need on 360 that I actually will be retiring is Halo 3 and Halo 4. But I know there's some other folks that have some other achievements in Reach and even some for Halo CEA that will be also trying to get covered as well in Achieving Halo. So if anyone is out there that needs achievement help and you're available on Sunday nights, just please let me know and we can try to set aside some of those nights for, instead of getting me achievements, getting you guys achievements, because the clock is ticking on the 360 ones. So we got to get them done soon.
I'm probably going to start working on that for myself, too.
And I am going to try to reach out to Silver. We're actually kind of jumping ahead here a little bit. In 2 weeks, we're planning to have Mythic Tyrant, Pro Ace Joker, and Silver, or the Halo Completionist, on the podcast to talk about,
of course,
Lazo speedrunning. Or Lazo running. Yeah.
Of course they're coming in 2 weeks.
we might be able to kind of squeeze that around. There, we'll figure that out. Yeah. We'll talk.
Okay.
We've got a Pins. Pins is having fun with some of our commands in the Twitch chat.
No, he's not having fun with the commands in the Twitch chat, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few custom ones that he asked me to put in there, and I obliged, happily.
You obliged? Really?
Yeah, I did.
No Pens, just no.
For our Tales from the Foxhole, we have a couple of things from the community. We have our first thing from Spartan0398, a new Machinima teaser called UNSC 25. In the description that he's put on here, Fireteam Sigmoid is sent to recon a station essential to the war after they lost all contact. So this is a little Machinima animation project, so go over and check it out on his YouTube channel. You can find the teaser over in the artwork channel in our Discord. And then we've also got MH Cosplays, who has finished up a full armor commission set, which is pretty dang awesome. Looks like one of the older kind of Spartan Mjolnir armors, almost like a Gen 4 armor style with some like Reach attachment type stuff to it. So if you want to see what he's been working on and the commission that he's done, then head on over to our community creations channel on Discord and check it out. Lots of really cool stuff on there. And that's going to wrap it up for our community corner of activities that have happened over the last week. Thank you for the updates, DJ and GT. Let's jump on into some of the Halo specific stuff. We've got our Halo 5 matchmaking update. So what do we got coming in this week, GT, for Halo 5?
I don't know. I got to scroll to it here.
Tough to scroll.
I was at the other end of the List. All right. For yeah, right, sure. For this weekend, January 28th, we got Roaming King rotating in, and Dust's favorite Warzone Turbo goes live.
Oh yeah,
Turbo time.
We're gonna have to rip that off the movie. No, never mind. No, we don't want a DMCA. Never mind.
Yeah,
Turbo time.
It's less than 3 seconds. That's fair use, right?
You would think so, and yet
have you seen who's been getting hit and for what on Twitch lately?
Bro.
Actually, no.
Snoop Dogg got hit for rapping his own lyrics on his channel.
I've heard about that kind of stuff where, like, songwriters, like, don't own their own songs or whatever. Like, that whole
stuff. He wrote it!
No, I totally get that.
It's his label! Well, I mean,
technically, the record label owns the song.
Right.
It's his label!
Wait,
he owns the label!
Like I said.
He owns the label and he got copyright stroke from his own label company? How does that happen?
Yes! You know what? I don't know. All I know is I heard about it, laughed, and then just immediately left the thread. I was like, I can't deal with this anymore.
Has something to do with the left side and the right side?
Your not side may not be on the right side, and it goes like this. There's this side. Oh, there's that side. Your side may not be the right side, and it goes like this. Yeah. You to the left, you to the right.
Yeah, the whole copyright system is kind of broken right now, Eric. You are definitely right on that one.
No, yep. It's well and truly broken, yes.
Yeah.
YouTube does better than Twitch does, but even YouTube's got some issues.
Mixer was better!
Oh. Yeah.
It's like I put a video up on my channel where I'm taking apart a truck, and I use some of YouTube's music, the stuff that is supposed to be copyright free.
Oh,
and free to use, you know, provided you mention the artist in the title. I'm waiting to get copyright strikes against it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Hey, we got a new season for MCC.
Yeah.
Nice.
What have we got in the new season?
Well, the new season launched on Wednesday, the 27th. So that would have been yesterday as we record.
For our live audience. Yep.
For live. Anyway, again, we have the 100 tier season pass. Halo 3 cosmetic toggle was enabled. So you can look at the new armors or you don't have to. So you can have the classic Halo experience. Anyway, they added 80 plus pieces of armors to unlock across Halo 3 and Halo Reach. New weapon skins, and they also have new timed seasonal challenges with 4 customization rewards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They also brought in a game update for Xbox One, the Series X, S, and PCs, and even more.
Yep. So all the stuff that comes with season usually has a game update with patches and whatnot that get applied with it as well. So yeah, season 5 is here.
As far as game types, they did bring in Rocket Race.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah. So hop on those
stuff up.
Mongeeses or mongooses or however you want to say it.
Mongai.
Mongai.
Oral.
Mongai.
Mongai
tree. Bonsai tree.
There you go. Mongai and the bonsai.
There you
get
go.
Get it good.
Yeah.
I have to admit, they got at least some pretty decent looking nameplates this time.
Mm-hmm. They do. Oh, yeah.
Always.
I might have to go for the Mr. Chief helmet.
Oh, I'm definitely going for that one for sure.
I am as well. I will be trying that one this weekend and seeing how long it takes me to get that. Shout out to the Halo Reach Chief. Oh my gosh. Shout out to the Halo Reach achievement. Okay, you guys can have your moment.
E.T. Fun Home.
That's pretty good. Wow, I'm impressed.
Don't forget the finger.
Oh, speaking of which, you can't bleep me out on the stream, so I can't do it now, but I guess
no.
Later.
You can do it in the post. Go for it.
Oh, no, I had somebody who was very creative in waving at me the other day. Because I couldn't go near my friend who came by to drop something off at my house. And I was like, all right, thanks. And I wouldn't let them come up to the house. I'm like, look, A, the puppies are going to go nuts. B, COVID. C, just sit on the stairs. We're good. Love you much, but there you go.
Right.
And I got the wave of, it's good to see ya. I thought, you know, that's a creative way of saying hi.
Hi.
Creative.
Oh, one finger.
Hi. And something, 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 something. So, yeah.
For the audio listeners of the podcast, I am not going to tell you what just happened.
Something dirty, but something special.
It was very inappropriate.
Winkity, winkity, what?
I'm offended and I need counseling.
Anyways, I feel like neither of those statements are true.
Dust have a sense of humor. Oh.
Contrary to popular belief, yes, I do. Sometimes I'm just stone cold faced. That didn't come out the way I. Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. It did not.
Hard target.
Oh, God.
Words, they're hard sometimes.
Firebomb.
There we go. That's not too far off from where we're at right now.
Oh, geez. There was also a celebration for 117 Day, or January 17th, for us here in the States. For those that logged in between January 16th and 23rd, you could have grabbed yourself a cool little 117 nameplate.
Of which I did not, because I was busy working.
I believe I hopped on and got it. If you did game night, then you would have gotten it.
16? No, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, right. If you did game night, you would have gotten it.
No, because 16th was a Saturday.
But the 22nd, last Friday.
Oh, yeah,
Friday,
never mind.
Friday was MTC.
Sorry, I thought it was the 16th and the 17th. Okay,
no, 16th through the 23rd.
Okay.
Dates are hard.
Maybe it's in it. Yeah.
Words and math
calendar,
is hard.
What is that?
Dates also grow on trees.
That they do. Here.
They have tinder bark.
And poison monkeys.
Oh my gosh. What is this podcast evolved into?
Well, that's an excellent question. There are infinite possibilities, apparently.
Oh my gosh. All right. Yeah. Talking about infinite possibilities, let's make our way there. We've got a new cannon fodder, courtesy of Mr. Grim Brother One.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about some of the new armor coming in with Season 5 of MCC, including all the stuff from Halo Online and the Anvil Initiative. All these armors were developed in conjunction with the Sankili shortly after the Halo Covenant War, after the events of Halo 3.
In other words, they've canonized all the Halo Online stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And shout out to the Halo cosplaying group Anvil Station, who are a West Coast-based cosplaying group. Anvil Station is where a lot of these armors that we got from the Halo Online armor set were created under the Anvil Initiative. So we've got Air Assault, Aviator, Demo, Pioneer, Warrior, Hive Mind, Suture, Navigator, Compass, Deadeye, Tanker, and Soldier. Those are the new armors that were developed at Anvil Station as part of the Anvil Initiative. And then in Halo Reach, we have some new helmets in here as well. We've got the Mariner helmet. We've got a base Defiant and Optrex version, as well as a Mr. Chief version, which is the one that you can get from the... Was it Hear Me Beg or something like that as the challenge, the seasonal challenge?
So yeah.
And that has the Mr. Chief face on the front of the helmet, basically.
And the big news is that the GRD helmet is now in the game.
Yes. The GRD is now in the game as well.
That's the big news for the whole article. We don't need to go any further.
Pretty much. So that is it for the Cannon Fodder issue 111. 117 is coming up soon.
I wonder if he's done something special for that.
I'm wondering if that's going to coincide with the near release of Halo Infinite and be kind of a John spotlight of some kind.
Yeah, I am not looking forward to doing that challenge again. You know how many times it took me to get the stupid achievement?
It took I don't remember how long it took me my first time. I think it was an hour for me to get that
achievement. Yeah, it took me about three.
Yep. Here's a key to that challenge. Some people have found it easier to do on Xbox than on PC. And you will be tempted to start assassinating the elite as you're on top of him, which that cancels the fall timer, and that actually puts you like 2 meters above where you would actually hit the ground that would count as if you were going to die there. You need to wait until you're more level with the elite to get the backsmack animation for the assassination, and that gets your fall timer down just a little bit further where you're closer to the ground and you're more likely to get the challenge done that way. So pro tip for those that are trying to get that challenge done.
Yes. Also, if you do a search in your Windows bar for get good, that will also help.
I don't think that actually helps.
No, but it definitely satisfies my need to make humorous comments about things that I definitely can't accomplish on my own.
Here I am trying to be a helpful resource to people that are listening to the podcast, and here you are trying to derail everybody.
No, DJ derail?
Rails are not canon. Rail guns are.
This is true.
I'm not sure where I was going with that.
You have a point.
Here we go. All right.
I'm going to see if I can find this, but I actually have a screenshot from when I was attempting this.
Ooh, fun.
And I think this is actually the one where I got the achievement, if I can find it.
Okay. Well, while you're looking for that, I'm going to go into our next Waypoint article, which is the MCC Season 5 content article by Postums. Most of the stuff we've already talked about from the MCC dev update, but there's a couple of cool new things in here. There's 2x nameplates. So for the month of February, being Black History Month, there is a new Black History Month nameplate that you can get. So they've had the same ones for the last 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years. But yep, they have a new one this time around, so make sure you hop on and actually get that one this time around because it is new. And there is a Women's History Month, and this one features Kat. This will be for the month of March.
Yes, and no matter whether you liked her or did not like her in the game, you definitely want to get this nameplate.
Yeah, it's a pretty, pretty ballin' nameplate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't think there was anything else really in there. There's a couple of new videos that were posted on the Halo Waypoint YouTube channel for the Season 5 release. Postums has a little explainer video as well talking about all the content in there if you want to watch that instead of going through the patch notes and the update. But there's a couple different ways to consume the new stuff that's in here. He also goes over some of the Season 5 timed challenges as well. So go over and check it out. aka.ms/MCCS5.
Yes.
There is me attempting to kill that stupid elite.
Well, I'm going to guess for starters, you didn't land on him.
No, actually, I assassinated him from there. That's mid-assassination.
Yep, just with how far you're falling and the timing that you need to get it, that makes sense.
It was absolutely irritating. And now I'm looking to do it all over again. Thanks.
You've done it once. You can do it before.
And you didn't want to do Endure with us?
Endure's still more of a pain in the
Wait. You've done it once. You can do it before? No, you've done it once. You can do it again.
There you go.
See?
It's just the Kat was fine as long as she wasn't driving.
Or trying to shoot anything other than you.
True that. All right, now we're on to the big stuff, the Inside Infinite for January. This is the fun part. This is the part where we really get to talk the cool stuff. So for this month, we get to talk with the Sandbox team. And Sandbox means pretty much anything and everything that you experience within the game from a kind of more technical level.
The game mechanics.
Yes. Yes. So you're talking weapons, vehicles. In the Halo Infinite's case, all of the all the equipment pickups, how some of the pieces interact with each other and have a core experience that is level balanced, all that fun stuff. That is the sandbox of Halo Infinite. So we get to talk with them this month. And then for next month, we get to see how they're bringing the world of Zeta Halo to life. And then in the month of March, we'll get to hear from the audio team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is to have these be monthly until a more rapid release of information starts coming out, which I'm assuming probably 2 to 3 months out from the launch, we'll get to see lots more crazy updates. So let's go ahead and jump on into this. We get to hear from Quinn Del Hoyo, who is the who started out at 343 as a multiplayer designer for Halo 5, but now he is the lead sandbox designer for this for the project. We have Tim Timmerman. A lot of Tim.
Timmy!
In there.
Oh.
Yep. Wow.
He is a senior designer in charge of the sandbox team. We have David Price, who is now the weapons designer. So he took over that after Quinn moved up to the lead sandbox designer. We have Brian Berryhill. He joined 343 pretty a few of these people are actually pretty recent joins of 343 in the studio, but he is the lead vehicle designer. We have Ellen Glaber.
Mm-hmm.
And he or she, I'm not entirely sure, is a sandbox designer for 343. And then Kevin Stocker, he is the senior sandbox designer for the project. So we get to hear from all of these folks. Some of these names I don't actually recognize. Most of them, actually. Quinn is probably the one that stands out the most to me.
The only one I recognize is Quinn.
But we get to hear a lot from these folks over this article. We're going to touch on some of the high points. We're obviously not going to go into all the details. But if you want to read up on it, it is a very good read. I actually sat down and read the entire thing when it came out today, and it was very pleasant to look through.
Yeah, I've made it through about halfway through it, and I've really enjoyed what I've read so far. And can't wait to see what the community does for with it.
Yeah. Yes.
So far what I've seen, and granted this is just what I've seen, but everyone's pretty excited about things that they've seen so far. Especially all the new in-game engine renders of all the weapons. So we have a new render of the BR, the Hydra Launcher, the Needler, the Bulldog, and an LMG of some kind? What's the Commando, the VK-78 Commando, and the Assault Rifle. And people have been really loving the look of the weapons so far, which is really cool to see. We've also got a screenshot in here of the grapple shot,
mm-hmm.
a little grapple attachment to the Mjolnir armor. There is a couple other pieces in here that are more just kind of placeholder or comparison pieces. Some of the Halo 2, Halo 3 art. We have the drop shield. And we also have one little piece at the bottom, a little concept art piece for the campaign. thoughts on the weapon renders first? Any
looking great to me.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hold them in my fake hands.
Like they're weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been more interested in the function than the form.
Yeah. Functionality is going to be a whole different story. And these are the base stock. These are the base stocks. Yeah. And I enjoy that with the addition of a couple other things. But mm-hmm. like the Commando, I'm super excited to see how the Commando functions as far as its aesthetics. It's obviously gorgeous, but we're also talking about Halo here.
I mean, when you're holding the gun, you really can't see it that well.
Right. And 343 doesn't exactly just make weapons that look like garbage. That's right. Just not. That has never been an aesthetic piece of how they design things, and it is always part of the lore to make this something that is enticing to pick up. You want to pick up these weapons when you see them on the ground, and I think that is consistent here with what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you're talking about the Bulldog or whether you're talking about the Needler, these are all aspects and elements of Halo that have been part of part of how we were raised to play the game through all the different iterations. And the more weapons we could get, the more things we tried out. And it gives you more opportunities to jump through a game and maybe just go with Covenant weapons, or just go with Forerunner weapons, or just go with UNSC weapons. Anybody who hasn't tried that challenge before, regardless of the game they're playing, I highly suggest you do. And just challenge yourself to it. See how well you do. It may teach you how to get better with a specific weapon series from a specific genre.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little more. I mean, you kind of actually hint a couple of things that they talk about in this write-up. Yeah. As the weapons now have been kind of really keyed into specific roles and specific damage types. And they go into this in a little bit more detail, but they said that they've really stripped down the different weapons that have been in the previous games, trying to get a good sense of what weapons can they pull out to really fit a particular role, so people have a clear understanding of what the weapon does, how you can use it in combat. So they've really tried to strip down the sandbox and build it from the ground up, from what they've said in here. So,
yep.
So going into here, it's pretty cool that the sandbox team has their own little insignia. They call themselves the Sand Wolves, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
And they have a little motto that they, or a vision statement for their team specifically, which says, "We create weapons, vehicles, player mechanics, and systems that are intuitive and reward player mastery. We respect Halo's legacy by partnering with our players with the same honesty and integrity we use to craft our gameplay." So that's kind of a high-level overview of what the Sandbox team is about. And we also go a little bit more into what that vision is. Again, if you want to read up on those details, feel free to go over, read the article. They really dive into what it is. But one of the things I thought was interesting is they mentioned being able to go through the past games, honor what those weapons and what those experiences were, but also using the community feedback to really tailor that experience. So they iterated this, I think, several times, but they listened to feedback. Not everyone's going to like the things that they do, but they're really trying to take the best of what has been done in Halo and what the community has feedback for and what they want, and try to make a product and an experience that's going to be favorable to most people.
Yeah.
They want to honor it. They don't want to duplicate it.
Right. Yep. And that's one of the reasons why they've completely stripped down the experience and started building it from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
They have a combat doctrine, which they try to make sure is core to the whole sandbox experience. And it's broken down into five different pillars. The first one is the dance. And the goal here is that players feel combat is in their hands to win or lose. Halo's combat is dynamic, rhythm of engagement, reactive, and cerebral dance that feels like a symphony of combat choices. Lots of fancy words there. The second pillar being the tools of engagement, with the goal being players will feel that they are skilled Spartans, armored super soldiers, not regular foot soldiers. Each weapon or piece of equipment has a distinct feel and skill to use effectively. Third one is Lone Wolf, with the goal being the player feels that they can stand alone and be effective without teammates or AI as companions. Not to say that teamwork isn't a major piece of Halo, but it shouldn't be something where you feel like you have to be a part of a team. You should be able to kind of go out, and if you have the right strategy, have the right know-how, you can still outperform a group of people if you have the right capabilities and strats at your fingertips and right equipment. Fourth one being connected to actions. Player actions are quick, frictionless, and responsive. It's basically a fluid gameplay experience. And survivability being the last one. Players have a clear understanding of their vulnerability and threat identification. So those are the five different areas that they identified to have that make up their combat doctrine for Halo Infinite multiplayer. So any thoughts on that, GT and DJ? Sounds like a pretty overall good.
Yeah.
I think they have a good grip on what it means to be a Spartan and play this game.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to feel like you're a super soldier.
And I also think that it's... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Right. Oh, I think it's important that they're finally verbalizing this. I don't think this is something that is new. I think this is something that has been part of the process that they have used for the development tools and for the development cadence that has been going on for the last 10 years. But I think that they have finally just brought it out into the public arena to say, all right, this is what we're using as our guide. This is what we're using as our framework. And this is how we are setting the bar for what we consider to be our goal for excellence, and that we are looking to try and achieve and or exceed in each and every interaction and in each and every example. Mm-hmm. The fact that they're finally bringing it out to the Halo community, I think, is a direct response to a lot of the critical negativity that has been thrust upon them by community members across the board. But I'm very happy that they are comfortable and confident in the fact that they feel that this is how we should be showing people. This is not just some random thing where we're throwing numbers into a grid and going, okay, we'll try this and see if it works.
Right.
These are dedicated Halo enthusiasts who are, in fact, programmers and the creators, the backbone of what essentially makes Halo a living, functioning, breathing entity. And I'm glad to see that they're finally pushing this out there so people can say, well, they don't know what they're doing. On the contrary, they've literally written it out. This is their goal. And anybody who looks at this and thinks that it's simple needs to read it again. This is not easy to achieve, and they are doing their best to ensure that they're achieving this in a way that is not only going to be reflective in the game that we get to engage in, but is also something that speaks to the specificity of what it means to be the next generation of Halo.
Well, and for those that are really interested in to kind of see what the mentality for the studio is, this helps break down, okay, these are the things that we consider when we're going through all of the balancing, when we're going through and making the sandbox. And I think that really helps be able to put those into words and make it to where people can understand this is the way that we go about it. And I think you nailed it on the head, DJ. There's a lot of stuff in here that we kind of intuitively knew about the Halo development process, but has never really been formally kind of put in these well-defined pillars of development concepts. So it really, really helps that it's out there.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, you know, Frizzle in the chat, and he's saying he doesn't want to sound negative, but execution is everything. And he's right. I mean, executing what they're stating in this is hard, and it doesn't really matter how they do it. Somebody ain't gonna like it. A group of somebody's ain't gonna like it. So it doesn't really matter. They can't please everybody.
Yep.
You know, all we can do is have them put their best foot forward and understand that when the game launches.
Great.
If there's, you know, just take it as it is and try not to dwell on what it could be until you have it.
Yep.
Yep. And there's a whole part in here about some of the feedback that they're getting. They have the internal play tests that they have on a daily basis. So they're constantly rebalancing. They're constantly evaluating the sandbox to see how things need to be taken care of and how changes can be applied for not just multiplayer, but campaign. So part of the sandbox responsibility is making sure that campaign has the stuff that they need and also multiplayer. And they did mention in here that some things between multiplayer and campaign will be a little different. And we've seen that in past Halo games where...
Well, yeah, because you have to balance it.
Yep. Each one is a uniquely different experience enough to where some damage multipliers might be different from campaign than they are in multiplayer. Some of the equipment might act a little bit differently or have a longer duration or effect. So there's going to be some differences between the campaign and multiplayer experiences, and the sandbox team has to make sure that the sandbox is capable to have both of those coexist together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I like the direction they've taken with the weapons where, don't get me wrong, I love what they did with weapons in Halo 5 for Warzone.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much for regular multiplayer. I mean, it's not a big complaint.
Sure.
But, you know, in regular multiplayer, the weapons didn't have really defined roles. And the roles were crossed up in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
But I like when they stated earlier that they're going back to the beginning and making sure each weapon has a specific place and use case for a certain play style.
Yep. Clear roles and clear understanding of, mm-hmm. of what the weapon does. And that actually touches on another piece that they brought up in this article, is they want a low barrier to entry, but a high barrier to master.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's been in Halo for, I think, like ever since Halo CE. They want to be able for anyone to pick up a weapon or get in a vehicle or pick up a piece of equipment and intuitively know, okay, this is the benefit that I get from it. This is the weakness that I get from using this or that. But they want a high skill level to where it takes some time to figure out everything that you can do with a particular.
Yeah. To maximize the possibilities of the equipment, right. weapon, and or vehicle or movement mechanic that they have given you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of things in here that they're trying to make sure people can jump in, have a good time with it, but really have that for those that really want and get into the meta of the game. How do you get the most out of the different pieces within the sandbox? Were you going to say something, DJ, or?
Nope.
Okay. Thought you were about to say something and then that's all you
nope. got.
To- We've also got some talking here about balancing and update. This is going to be a live service, so they plan to continuously have feedback loops from community and internal playtests throughout the rest of the development for Infinite and going into post-launch support to continually tweak the balance of the weapons and the sandbox, vehicles, and all that stuff. So it sounds like it's going to... continue to happen. Hopefully it's not something like Halo 5 where certain weapons get overbuffed or over-nerfed. I'm guessing with trying to really fit the weapons into roles, it might be a little bit better this time around.
There'll be some tweaking that'll have to be done once the game goes live. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing against the people they've got testing, but they're not the public.
Yeah.
The people out here look at speedrunners, for instance. They find things that the developers are like, how the did they do that?
Yeah.
We didn't put that in there.
Anyway, that wasn't even a thing we'd considered. And then all of a sudden it's there.
Exactly.
So, you know, there will be things that they have to adjust. And with the way they've talked about
game development,
the new engine is that they will be able to address those in a shorter period of time than they've been able to do with any other Halo game.
Yes. The engine overhaul, it sounds like, has really helped them be able to iterate on development a lot more quickly. And they've said that a couple of times already, where they're able to do things a lot more quickly within the new engine. And they're not just doing in-house stuff. They said that they are using user research. So this is something that Microsoft does for a lot of their products. They'll pull in people from the public and try to get feedback on a lot of products, not just games, but also other Microsoft products.
Yep.
They have their daily campaign multiplayer test. 343 Pro Team is involved with that. There's additional external community stuff, apparently, that's going on right now. So that's also another area that they can be getting feedback on. So it's not just internal studio. There's some other things that are playing into what's happening now. And they're also looking to flight this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you want to be a part of that, HaloInsider.com. They reiterate in here, if you want to be a part of kind of helping tweak and fine-tune the experience, you want to be a part of the Insider program.
And for the love of God, please let me implore anybody who's listening to this, now, currently, presently, live, or in the future, if you are going to become part of the Halo Insiders group and you get chosen for any type of flighting with regards to the game, it is imperative that you are capable of articulating your observations and your experience in a non-emotionally based way that is going to be advantageous to the development process with those people reviewing the feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, well, this sucks, tells the developer nothing. If you mention that when I'm punching someone, it feels like I'm 5 feet away, and that experience happened at this portion of this map during this moment, maybe it is a punch mechanic that's attached or somehow arranged with a web or whatever weapon you're holding. There are multiple different elements when it comes to game development that could potentially affect what you're experiencing. But yes. Saying, well, this feature is terrible and sucks. Why?
Yeah.
Be ready to articulate it in a non-emotionally based manner in the effort to try and help make the outcome better. Because they can take that information, that data, and read it and go, oh, yeah, let's take a look at that. As opposed to somebody ranting and raving, you're blah, 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 and you said blah, 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 blah. And it's called smart feedback. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely necessary. And for those people who have continued to provide that type of feedback and provide that type of performance reviews for the game, they are continually asked back. And it is imperative that you recognize it's important not to walk in there with an attempt to try and shame someone or to engage in some sort of interaction. It's to provide direct feedback that is actionable and with the intention of making the game a better experience for everyone down the line.
Yes. And at some point, we are still going to try to get Jessa Birdie on the show.
Yeah, as you definitely should.
Yeah, she has expressed interest to be on before. She's no longer with 343 Studios. She's with higher up at Xbox now, but mm-hmm. she still has voiced interest in being on the show.
Yeah.
And Halo Collector, you nailed it around the head. Smart feedback, if you haven't heard of the acronym, we've mentioned it before on the show, but go look it up.
Yep.
Not smart, it's just smart.
Right.
Smart.
I'm going to actually steal one because they actually had an example in this write-up of giving bad feedback. And this is from Brian Berryhill, who actually kind of came up with the scenario. But the scenario he said is, okay, the Mongoose sucks because it's too slow. He says this can be a lot of things. Is the acceleration too slow? Does it lose too much momentum when you turn? Is the top speed too slow? Does it lose too much momentum when landing? Does it have too wide of a turn radius?
Are the brakes applying too hard? You know, if you hit the brake, is it breaking too fast? In Halo 5,
all of the above. Oh.
Yeah. Right? Is it like, there's so many different things that can go into it. And is it affected, whether it's uphill, downhill? Is there an environmental level to this?
Yep. Exactly.
Should there be a differentiation? Like, these are so many different things to think about. And people don't often think in that meticulous level of detail. And it's important that if you want to be part of the process, that you be part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
The gun goose should have guns, not grenade launchers. Oh.
A grenade launcher is technically a gun.
No, it's a grenade launcher.
There's now going to be an underwater vehicle called the Shark Laser. You ride around on a shark and it has laser beams! That'd said be no one cool. ever.
That sounds like something out of James Bond for some reason. I don't know why.
I was going to say Austin Powers, but sure.
Dun, dun. Probably dun, more dun, Austin Powers dun, than dun, James dun, Bond. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there should be a test to be part of the test flight. You're not wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, there we go.
A couple other high points that I wanted to touch on real quick. For the PC, they are having a kind of native PC feel, so this is the first time a Halo title has been developed with PC and console in mind at the same time. So there's actually a separate PC group that works very closely with the Sandbox team to make sure that the PC experience is first class.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, where was this? Talk about how they are addressing the older generations. So they have developed some stuff where they have a multi-threading solution to ensure that no matter what platform the game is running on, that you get the best across all experiences. So this includes PC of various combinations of parts, so CPUs, GPUs, all that fun stuff, as well as Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One hardware. So for all of you haters out there that are telling 343 to drop Xbox One, they have a solution to make sure that Halo runs on the platform that people choose to experience it on.
So in the future,
pay attention.
Exactly.
I've been saying this since like forever. Developing for original Xbox is not an issue to delay the game, because even for PC hardware, they have to develop for multiple levels of PCs. From the lowest potato to the top end gaming rig that's running two 3090s. Why? I don't know. But anyway, so they're already developing the game to run on hardware for the entire gambit. That's why they built the engine to be able to do this. Yep. That's why it took extra time building the engine, so it was capable of doing this.
Yes.
Is it going to be the best experience on Xbox One or Xbox One S? No, but it will be playable and you will be able to have fun.
And my argument for that whole debate as well is, with especially Halo Infinite multiplayer being free to play, you don't want that extra barrier to say, oh, you need to upgrade your hardware in order to experience this. Like that, the fact that they're going to have the original Xbox One family of consoles supported by the game means there's that many people that can easily hop on to this game.
And after Microsoft removed their foot from their mouth, they even lowered that barrier even further to state that any game that is free to play does not require Xbox Live.
Right. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. We hadn't even talked about it on the podcast yet.
Yeah, well, that's all that really needs to be said about that for now.
TLDR, Microsoft is going to double the price of Xbox Live Gold, Community Backlash. They decided to backtrack, and they admitted that, we were wrong, and then they put the icing on the cake. They said, free-to-play will be truly free-to-play. You do not have to pay for Xbox Live Gold for free-to-play titles anymore.
Bingo.
You do have to have an Xbox Live account, but just a free one.
Yep.
And internet connection. And the game.
Well, I would kind of hope that the rest of that was kind of assumed. But with that move, they also bring themselves more in line with PC.
Yes. Yep.
Bingo.
And that actually makes it a little bit easier barrier to entry, because I think for PlayStation 5, well, I don't know how the PlayStation 5 free-to-play game thing is handled, but I know for online, you still have to have PSN for the online stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't think it's subscription
for PlayStation?
For the free to play.
Okay.
Now,
PlayStation's been ahead of that.
Yeah. If I remember right, PlayStation has been like that for a while, but PlayStation Network also is a lot more glitchy than Xbox Live is. From what I understand. Now, PlayStation, so.
That covered every much I wanted to touch. Everything I wanted to touch on in here. DJ, was there anything else that you saw that you wanted to touch on? Or GT? I know you didn't get all the way through, but anything that I missed that you think is worth noting, or did I hit everything?
The only thing I would say is I would highly encourage people to check it out at halowaypoint.com and read the article in full. I think there's a lot of really interesting information. And for those of you with specific interests in the gameplay or in the community, you'll find the moments in that or the pieces of that article that are best speak to you or what you are interested in finding out about Halo Infinite in its development as it continues.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to say is read the entire article before forming your opinion, and especially before you start stating it.
Yeah. Also, if you haven't ever developed a game, you should probably just not have an opinion. There you go.
Well, you shouldn't voice it at least.
There we go.
Or voice it in a manner that is constructive and is open to rebuttal.
Yep, take some feedback from people. Just saying. There's a lot going on there that people don't get.
They've stated in this article multiple times, community feedback, community feedback, community feedback.
Exactly.
They listen. Are they going to listen to you?
They really do.
Yeah, feedback does not mean yelling at people.
No.
Swearing at them and cursing them with any type of potential...
death threats.
Yeah. Death threats, demon possessions, everything you could imagine. Piss poor service at a Taco Bell. It's all been there. I hope your pizza comes cold. I'm sure that means something to someone somewhere, but you chose to use that as your reason because you're afraid that they're going to screw something up. No, stop tweeting. Stop tweeting just because you can.
Oh, just to settle this. By the time they launch this game, they will make a mistake. They'll probably make multiple mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
How they fix them is what you judge them by. I have full confidence that they're going to deliver a game that is worth the price tag that they charge for it and that is fun to play. I truly do look forward to playing the multiplayer in Infinite. After what they did with Halo 5, and don't get me wrong, there are things that I have a problem with Halo 5 on. But the way they've worked the multiplayer in Halo 5, I am really jazzed about seeing what they do with Infinite. Because like I said, you know, I've said multiple times, Halo 5 is the game I've had the most fun playing the multiplayer.
Same. Since Halo 2 for me, Halo 5 has been a blast to play.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time I've actually really felt like a super soldier while I'm playing multiplayer.
I'm just hoping that I get a chance to play it on PC.
Yeah.
And you will. Well,
they've already stated they're doing a custom build for the PC. So it'll be interesting to see what the difference is between the two builds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they said a custom build, but they have PC in mind as...
Well, a modified build.
I think I think it's just native PC stuff in it. But yeah, PC is the forefront of the development for Halo for the first time.
Okay, maybe they're building it for PC and they're porting it to Xbox. I don't know. Regardless, are giving PC the attention it needs and deserves.
Yep.
For the game.
Agreed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
we've got a couple of quick last things, and then that will wrap up the show for us tonight. We've got a Fiction Friday post that they had from last week. DJ, you want to take that one?
Yes.
There's a letter. So,
The UNSC Infinity is currently the largest and most powerful vessel designed by the UNSC, designed prior to the end of the war as a final naval effort against the Covenant. If I'm not mistaken, it's over, 5 miles long?
5 kilometers.
5 miles or five kilometers?
5 kilometers long.
Yeah, you gotta remember their metric.
Ship. Yeah.
In 25,
like
50,
you mean like everywhere metric. Else on the planet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The more sensical way to do measurements? Yeah.
Yeah. You can check out all the Fiction Friday pages heading over to twitter.com/halo.
It takes me 30 minutes to run from from the front to the back.
No. Takes me 11 minutes to find and hotwire a mongoose.
Or mongoose.
And then ride that thing right through the hallways. You know why? I ain't walking 5 miles. 5 kilometers? I don't care. Not today.
Yeah.
Because I will get there and realize I forgot something. And then it is 5 kilometers back. What'd you forget? You know that one piece of paper you told me not to drop? I left it sitting underneath your coffee cup. Oh, okay.
Speaking of which, Tuesday, I get to work. I get ready to walk in. And guess what I don't have? My mask.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Did that, yeah.
Luckily, I had stashed one in my glove box.
There you go.
I always keep one in my car. I just hang it on the wiper arm, and that's where I put it. It's there all the time. Last thing is there is a new Halo Nerf Blaster. The Mangler is now out for sale.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's got could be fun.
The nice orange Nerf color for the blades on the front. And it's got a nice red and gray tone for the rest of it. Very banished colors.
Yeah.
Yes, it is Nerf definitely orange.
you got the blatant Nerf orange on the front, and then everything else is the banished colors.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And that is going to be it. We do have a couple of last minute announcements. Like I said before, in a couple of weeks, we are going to be having Pro Ace Joker, or at least... Right now, it's tentatively a couple weeks. Pro Ace Joker, Silver, or Halo Completionist, and the Mythic Tyrant on to talk about Lazo running Halo.
Yes.
Next week, we're going to have our fan projects update. So all the projects like Project Contingency, which has had some updates recently, Operation Trebuchet. There's a couple of new projects that have been out there as well that I've managed to actually come across and discover. So we'll talk about all of those next week. Got a couple other interviews that I'm trying to line up dates for as well. And they also said in the Infinite update that the Friday, the last Friday of each month is when they're targeting for these update releases. So
I thought they said last Thursday.
Or sorry, last Thursday of every month.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't know where. Yeah. Last Thursday of every month.
Last Thursday of every month.
So DJ has some news to share about his ongoing appearance on the podcast. So if you would go ahead and share that detail with us, DJ.
So I would love to say thank you so much to everybody who's been so accepting and inviting of me to be here on the podcast. I have been presented with another opportunity to do something incredible. And unfortunately, due to NDA, I am not allowed to actually give much detail at all. But what I can say is that what we're going to be producing and doing is going to be taking place during the same time frame as this show. And so unfortunately, for the near future, I am going to be doing engaging in another project, which will probably become more publicly known later on within the next couple of months. But at the moment, it is an exciting opportunity. And the only thing I can liken this to is this is exciting as the last time that I had to do something that I couldn't tell anybody about. And, you know, that ended up being probably one of the greatest adventures of my life. I will be back as often as I can.
Yeah.
If there is an opportunity to do so, with obviously the blessing of GT and Deathstorm. But it has been an absolute joy, and it has been an honor to continue to run this adventure that is Halo as we ramp up getting towards the release of Halo Infinite coming up this next holiday season in 2021. And I will definitely be around. I'll still be running and doing all sorts of crazy things. But I won't be here for
the foreseeable future. This is not goodbye. This is we'll see you soon.
Yes. I will see you all again soon.
Yeah. So as far as we're made to understand, this is just kind of a temporary hiatus type of thing. DJ does plan on coming back depending on commitments. So we're not kicking them off the co-hosting table. He still has his seat. We'll keep the seat warm for him for when he is available to come back. So this is not the end of DJ on the podcast. This is just a temporary shift in his appearance on the podcast.
Yep.
So yes, a leave of absence, Bobby. Exactly. Yes. So we are very excited for the opportunity that he has in front of him. He still will be streaming on his personal stuff. If you want to plug that again real quick, DJ.
Yes, you can always find me live on twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at DJBluePDX or on Facebook or Instagram as well. And to the person who just whispered me, is this Outpost Discovery 2? No. No, it's not.
Not that he could tell you anyway.
Right. Not that I could tell you even if it was, but I'm just going to go ahead and say no. That is not what's going on here. As much as I wish the answer were yes.
Yeah, no. Right. Right.
No, this is not Outpost Discovery 2.
Yeah. There might be times where he might be able to sneak in, and if he does, we'll make a big deal about it on Twitter the day of, and we'll happily welcome back. If there's any weekend type podcasts, which happen every now and then with some guests, he might hop on for one of those. So DJ might pop in every now and then. He's not going anywhere other than not here on the Thursday shows on for the planned period, but everyone give him some love. Go support him on his own channel. He'll be back. We're confident he'll be back.
And Frizzled, no, it's not Star Wars Outpost Discovery.
Are you going to Tatooine?
Oh my lord. All right. That's great.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. Thank you all for tuning into our podcast. For those tuning in live to Twitch, thank you so much. We actually had quite a few viewers tonight. It was a pleasure seeing everyone in here. Good conversation, good exchange with everyone that's in here. For those that are not in here and want to join the live conversation, you can do so every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time over on our Twitch channel. We record our podcasts live every Thursday that we have them. For the off chance that we do not have a podcast, we usually still do a game night of some kind at the same time. We have our Fragment Friday hosted by GT. And that is usually a vote up between either Halo 5 or MCC. So if you want to participate in that, make sure you head on over to our Discord, vote for which game you'd like to play, and then join us on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We also have Achieving Halo, which is Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I am currently going through Halo Spartan Strike, so nothing co-op just yet, but we are looking to get some 360 achievement games going as well. So if you have some of those 360 achievements that you need to get before December, please let me know. We will get some of those Achieving Halo Nights arranged to be those 360 games. You can also support the show. We appreciate everyone who comes over and drops a subscription on our Twitch channel. Big thanks to Pins for always being the one to drop some tier one subs for any new members that come over and watch us. He has been overabundance in his support of the show. So we thank you. We thank him so much for his continued support. And for everyone else who is currently subscribed to us on Twitch, we thank you so much for your support there. You can also support us by going to our Patreon and becoming a patron. We have a couple of different perks over there, from getting the VODs for our live stream podcast. You get to see some of the before and after antics that happen.
No, there's not among antics that happen.
Oh, there's plenty of weird and wacky things that happen. There's also some other little benefits that you get. We got some show notes as well. A couple of folks who will be guest hosts eventually. We've got Prestige Ace, Confal, and Pins Halo all supporting us currently on Patreon. So thank you all so much for your patronage. One of those reward tiers, or some of those reward tiers, will be redeemed here pretty soon as far as guest hosts. So expect some of those happening pretty soon. And then you can support us by donating if you'd rather do it that way. Podtacular.com/donate will take you to our PayPal, where you can support us directly monetarily if that is the way you would so choose to support the show. You can find us on social media. We are on Twitch, or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We also have our Discord community, podtacular.com/discord, that you can join up and join the conversation over there. We have our Spartan Company Xbox Club, and then you can also find the podcast across all your favorite podcasting services, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and whenever you can listen to podcasts. If there is a place that we are not, please reach out to us and let us know so we can get us on the platform that you so choose. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. DJ, it was nice to have you back, only to say
I know
so long for the near term as far as the podcast goes. Any final words from you both?
For me, I'm going to say, be good, have fun, and no matter what, people don't take things too seriously. After all, it's just a game.
Talking about life or Halo?
Both.
And don't forget, throw a grunt when you can.
Very good.
There you go. Those are my final words.
Your final words, huh?
Yeah.
This is the final.
GT, final thoughts?
Just everybody be good to each other. Remember, we're all in this together. I understand everybody's got their opinion, but be respectful of other people's opinions. Because just because it's your opinion doesn't mean you're right.
Yep.
Doesn't mean that you're right and everybody else is wrong.
Exactly. So
be respectful to each other.
Yep. Especially if you're left-handed, because then you're definitely not going to be right. You're going to be left.
You're going to be wrong.
Like, that's a bad thing to say about left-handed people. You know, we're the only ones in our right mind.
It's like all them people on the wrong coast. Oh.
West Coast, best post. Let's go.
East Coast, Beast Coast.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will catch you all next week. Until then, keep on fracking the trucks.